Lord, is my prayer at this time that the words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart, the hearing and understanding of those present would be acceptable in your sight now and forevermore. Amen. Well, it's finally Easter Sunday. We've gone all through Lent, and we made it to the end, even though we might not have thought we were going to make it without our chocolate or whatnot. And here we are. This, the big holy day for our faith. And as I said, it seems to me that this is supposed to be the thing that unifies us the most, is Resurrection Day. And yet, for some, it doesn't seem to. I remember years ago, when, I guess it was probably Easter about, must have been 10 years ago, Easter, we were invited, our little church, when we were meeting down in the North Boroughs, we were invited to have a joint sunrise service with several other churches. There was the little Baptist church in town and the Methodist church, and was the Lutheran church involved in that? I think so. Yeah, there were like four churches together, and we had this service together, the sunrise service, really early in the morning, and each church contributed something to it. You know, we had it at the Baptist church. They provided the place, and they had a nice brunch for us afterwards, and I think our church provided the choir, very small choir. The Methodist church provided the preacher. I think the Lutheran church helped us out with the choir because we were so small. But I remember sitting in that service, and I will never forget part of the message on that particular Easter Sunday sunrise service. Because the preacher got up into the pulpit and let us know that Jesus didn't really rise from the dead. She said that after he was crucified, he was thrown onto a garbage pile and eaten by dogs. And I remember the pastor at the Baptist church where we were having that, sitting on the edge of his seat, looking around like, really? Is somebody actually saying this in my church? And I remember looking at him thinking, aren't you going to stop her? And if I hadn't been so flabbergasted, as it turns out, most of the people who were there were, I probably would have stood up and said something myself. And I should have. And I'm honestly sorry I didn't. I think if I were in this, I like to think that if I were in the same situation today, I would just stand up and, no, you're wrong. How do we have a faith without resurrection? That's what today's about. Our Christianity is not about Christmas. I mean, a lot of people look at that as the big holiday of our faith, Christmas, because that's like spread into so much of the world's society these days that seems to be the big deal. And while it's important that Jesus was born, because nothing else would have happened without that, that's not the biggest deal. And as big a deal as Good Friday is for us, because of the fact that Jesus died on the cross for our sins, that's important too, because without that event, we would still be trapped. Excuse me. But what's really important is today, Easter Sunday, the resurrection, the fact that even though Jesus was crucified on the cross 3 days ago, Sunday morning, his tomb was empty. That's the big deal. And while it is important that Jesus was crucified and hung on the cross, and a lot of people don't know this fact, lots of people were crucified. Jesus wasn't the only person that was ever crucified. Even if we look at the story of the crucifixion, there were two men, there was one man on either side of him, and there may have been more, because there are recorded events where thousands upon thousands of people have been crucified at the same time. I like old movies. You remember the movie? Anybody remember the movie Spartacus? About a slave uprising in the Roman Empire. Well, that's based on an actual true event. There was a man called Spartacus who led a slave revolt. And there were thousands of slaves involved in this revolt. And when the revolt was finally crushed, they were all put to death by crucifixion. And the crosses that they were nailed to lined a street from the city of Rome to another city. And they were all crucified at the same time. Thousands of men and women. And as many people as have been crucified, only one of them has come back. And that's really what's important. Our gospel lesson comes from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 24, verses 36 to 44. While they were still talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, Peace be with you. I should point out this is after, I'm just going to summarize the first part of the story. On the Sunday morning, some of the women went to the tomb to anoint Jesus' body. They got there and they were concerned as they were approaching to, you know, who was going to roll the stone away from in front of the tomb for them so that they could get in and anoint Jesus' body. He was supposed to be guarded. And when they got there, the stone was already rolled away and the guards were gone. And they went inside and there was no body there. So they went running back to the apostles and said to them, somebody stole Jesus' body. And Peter went running back and he went inside and he was gone. And he came back out and the angel said to him, why are you looking for the living among the dead? And he went back and reported this. While they were still talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, peace be with you. They were startled and frightened, thinking they saw a ghost. He said to them, why are you troubled? And why do doubts arise in your minds? Look at my hands and my feet. It is I myself. Touch me and see. A ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have. When he had said this, he showed them his hands and feet. And while they still did not believe it, because of joy and amazement, he asked them, do you have anything here to eat? They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. And he said to them, this is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms. You see, it was so important that he came back. He presented himself to his disciples. He showed himself to them. And of course, they thought he was a ghost. He said to them, go ahead and touch me. See that I'm here. And in fact, I'm going to eat a piece of fish. A ghost isn't going to eat a piece of fish, is he? It was proof. It was proof of who he said he was. The fact that he came back like he said he would. I kind of wish I could have been there, not necessarily just to see Christ coming back, but to see everybody just suddenly realize, oh, that's what he meant. That moment of realization, that's what he meant when he said he was going to die and come back. And this event, this appearance, is one of those key moments in our faith, I believe, that really shows that this happened. You know, we know historically that Jesus existed. We know historically that he died on the cross. History doesn't say a whole lot about him coming back because the world doesn't really want us to know that and doesn't want us to believe that. But history does make mention of these men who were there. The men who followed him while he was alive and professed seeing him come back. All of these men died martyrs. They went to their deaths proclaiming Christ as the Son of God, as having been crucified and come back. And they said they were there, and they died for that. They had courage enough to die for what they believed in. Now, let me ask you this. Would you die? Do you think anybody in their right mind would die for something that they thought was a lie? I mean, this preacher I was telling you about earlier who said that after Jesus was crucified, they threw him in a garbage pile and he was eaten by dogs. How sad, first of all, that somebody will get up, a Christian preacher will get up in a pulpit and say that. But would these men have died for that if that's what happened? Certainly not. It's hard enough for us sometimes to imagine dying for something that we believe in that strongly, to go to those lengths. I hope none of us ever actually has to, but men did. It was his appearing after his death that was the proof that he had conquered death. It was the proof that he had conquered sin. Because from the very beginning of time, that's what happened when somebody sins. When somebody sins, death follows. If we remember our Sunday school stories of the Garden of Eden, when Adam and Eve were there and God said to them, don't eat this or surely you will die. And here we have Christ, the new Adam, who really died after not doing anything. He didn't sin, but he took that for us. His death was for us. We talked about that on Good Friday. And he came back for us, for we who follow him. You see, Easter is the big deal holiday. That's why a lot of times we refer to ourselves, we Christians often refer to ourselves as Easter people. Have you ever heard that phrase? Easter people. Because this is the big day. This is the day we remember the resurrection. Because that is the big deal. Not just the fact that he came as a baby, not just the fact that he died on the cross. Those are both important, but to remember that he came back, just like he said he would, and he's going to come back again, just like he said he would. Death has been conquered. We have been set free from sin. We have been set free from the slavery of sin, just as we've been talking about through Passover. The Passover has happened. The blood of the Lamb has been smeared on the doorposts, and the angel of death saw that and passed it by. So we have new life because he has new life, and he showed it to his disciples. It's really me, not just a ghost. Why are you troubled? And why do doubts rise in your minds? Well, we're all troubled sometimes, aren't we? And sometimes we doubt. Sometimes we question. Sometimes we have these issues of faith where maybe our faith wavers a little bit. It happens to all of us at some point. But we can look back on Easter morning, not just at the empty cross, but at the empty tomb, remembering that that tomb is empty, and one day ours will be as well. For as he came back to his disciples, then he comes back to us, his disciples. He is with us, certainly, in our hearts, but he's coming back again in body to take us with him one day. Better than Easter, much better than Easter. Amen.
This program has been copyrighted under the Creative Commons Attributes Non-Commercial Share Alike License. For additional information about Faith Community Christian Church or to contact Pastor Colin, please visit our website at www.faithc3.org.
The benediction is the good and final word, and we put that at the end so you don't miss what came in front of it. And our good and final word for the day is, he lives. Even all these years later, he lives. Our faith would be nothing if he didn't, would it? It is so fortunate for us to have this understanding and this faith. And that's what holds us together as Christians. And we call ourselves as Christians followers of Christ. And we can continue to follow him because he's still going. He's still going. And we can keep going too as a result, knowing that he rose from the grave to prove who he was. And he'll come back again. Oh yes, he'll come back again. This service is over. Your service may now begin. Go from this place and be blessed. Amen.